Have, as we've just been saying, been given a green light. So we're going to talk now to Jane Stone, who is one of the founder members of Air Valley Against Incineration. Welcome to the show, Jane. Thank you ever so much for joining us this afternoon. How are you feeling? What's your reaction to this?
Well, gutted at the moment. We're just devastated that the council failed to realise what was going on. Only two councillors recognised that the need to protect the health and well-being of the local residents out of the seven that were there, eight, whatever. And the council just seemed to have a fatalistic approach and have allowed it to go through on the back of the 2013 application, which was successful, but can't be developed because of a change of design. And it should have been looked at as a brand new application. It's hardly changed at all from the one in 2015, which was refused. So it should have been refused for the same reasons.
So, as far as what your reasons are, you feel that it's a major health concern, but also an eyesore. Do you feel that you've just not been listened to?
No, we haven't. The Keighley News this morning put out that there were 3,000 signatures against it. There's actually over 5,400 signatures on our online petition, 800 objections on the council planning site, and still thousands of local residents who are completely unaware of it, despite the fact that we've distributed 10,000 leaflets around the area. We've got a really active Facebook page. We're just trying to help everybody to find out about it.
So what do you think swung it? Do you think it's the fact that it could bring 500 jobs to the area, you know, which may well be needed?
Right, okay, well, the jobs, of those 500, most of them are temporary jobs in construction, and they're likely to be brought in from outside the area. Even if there are a few that are offered locally, they will be temporary. And other incinerators run with a maximum of 40 people employed. The only other jobs will be if they build offices and if people want to come and work in those offices underneath an incinerator, which, let's face it, is not very likely.
Well, clearly, Jane, you sound upset and you sound absolutely fed up. Can you actually do anything now?
Yes, well, we're going to have a public meeting very soon to discuss the next steps. And in fact, East Riddlesden Hall, who obviously is badly affected by this, have offered us their great hall to have a public meeting in. We need to get in touch with the environmental agency because they've not yet got a licence to run this place. And without that, they can't do it. So that's another thing. And we've also, it's been called into the Secretary of State for Communities, Sajid Javid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, this is not your job, Jane, but, I mean, if they want to put an incinerator somewhere, they're probably quite determined to do that. Is there anywhere else?
Well, there must be other brownfield sites that are available that aren't going to cause so much damage. This is 500 yards, metres, from a very successful nursery and childcare centre. It's one of seven in the Bradford area. There are two other primary schools nearby. There's Marley's sports stadium across the road. There is farmland all around that will be affected by any emissions that come out of that chimney, and it will accumulate in the ground and go into the food chain. And it's just unbelievable.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Jane. This is Jane Stone. She is one of the founder members of Air Valley Against Incineration. Thank you, Jane. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, we have contacted the developers behind the scheme. They are called Air Valley Developments, but for the moment, they have not returned our calls. We will, of course, let you know as soon as they do.